Kyle's Bridge was key for Union General William T. Sherman's army during the crucial campaign for Atlanta in the summer of 1864. Atlanta was called the Gate City of the South because of its Confederate rail lines, industry, and manufacturing. To Major General H.W. Halleck, Sherman wrote, quote, "I call your attention to the Roswell factories. They were very valuable and were burned by my order. They have been engaged almost exclusively in manufacturing cloth for the Confederate Army," end quote. Lincoln wanted Atlanta before the 1864 election in order to assure his victory and end the war. The Army of the Cumberland, under Sherman's command, consisted of almost 60,000 men. They converged in Atlanta in July 1864. Sherman detailed their plan of attack in a field order on July 14th, quote, "First, General Thomas will prepare to cross his army at Powers and Pace's ferries and take position out from the Chattahoochee till he controls the country from the Island Creek to Kyle's Bridge over Nancy's Creek. The whole army will thus form a concave line behind Nancy's Creek, extending from Kyle's Bridge to Buckcannon's," end quote. Power and Pace's ferries were other sites used to cross Nancy Creek, and Palmer's and Hooker's corps were subdivisions of the Union Army. Palmer's corps, consisting of about 20,000 men, crossed Nancy Creek at Kyle's Bridge along what is West Pace's Ferry Road today, then marched across higher ground that is now the campus of the Westminster Schools. Simultaneously, General Thomas positioned Hooker's corps farther north. They crossed near the modern-day Top Hat Soccer Club and advanced toward what is now the governor's mansion. Confederate General Joseph Wheeler commanded the defense of the area. He sent Ferguson's Mississippi Brigade to stop Palmer's advance, and both Iverson's Georgian Brigade and Allen's Alabama Brigade to prevent further crossings elsewhere. Palmer's corps had to force their way across Kyle's Bridge, facing Iverson's and Ferguson's troops. Palmer struggled to navigate tough terrain and distinguish friend from foe. Leonard H. Eicholtz, an engineer, wrote that the territory was, quote, "rough and mountainous and well adapted to defense," end quote. On July 18th, two Union companies fired at each other repeatedly before realizing they were on the same side. Iverson retreated to aid Allen's brigade as Hooker's corps gained ground. However, this allowed Palmer to cross Kyle's Bridge, which led to a Union victory at Peachtree Creek and eventually the Siege of Atlanta.